You know what that music means. Tina Dietz grew up in rural North Dakota in the 1980s. She came to StoryCorps to tell her partner Patrick Conte about the one place where she felt the most loved.
I lived in a battle zone. I thought parents screamed at each other all the time. I didn't know any different. So what I most loved was going out to my great aunt Shirley's farm. It was just 60 miles. I knew that road like the back of my hand. Every mile marker we passed, I was 1 minute closer to just being loved. There was no running water in the house. In the summertime, I got to put my wash basin out in the middle of the yard, and the water got warm in the sunshine. I thought it was so cool.
What was she like?
She was super short, never over 5 foot, but her attitude, like 6'6". I remember when I would get up in the morning, there she would be drinking her bitter coffee. And if love had a smell, it was stale cigarettes and coffee. And I remember when I got to ride her horse, Flicka, for the very first time, she was just proud of me. When I was in seventh grade, I remember writing to her. And I just asked her to take me away from my parents. I didn't want to live in hostility anymore. I just wanted to go where I was loved. So I mailed it, terrified that my mom would find out. And she wrote me back. Opening that letter was hard. I can see her handwriting, always cursive. And she said she couldn't take me. She wanted to, but there wasn't anything she could do. She told me that my parents loved me and that they would be sad if I wasn't there. And I think in that moment, I thought, how would they be sad? What, they have one less mouth to feed and one less kid to chew out?
If she was here right now, what would you say to Aunt Shirley?
I would just thank her for showing me that I was worthy of love. She was the adult I needed growing up. And I learned more about love at her house than I did spending 18 years under my parents' roof. And I feel that a part of her lives in me.
That was Tina Dietz and Patrick Conte at StoryCorps in Bismarck, North Dakota. Dietz's great aunt Shirley passed away in 2012. Their interview will be archived along with hundreds of thousands of others at the Library of Congress.